Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. Give the garage a heavy-duty decluttering with the Home Depot's HDX 27-gallon tough totes. They're a special buy at just $8.97 each. They're tough enough to handle your heaviest stuff. All of it. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes. So do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in store and online while supplies last.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
32-16, Mountain Home with the lead over Morrilton. Bloody Devil Dogs will have the basketball to start this second half. Mountain Home led by as many as 20 in the first half, up by 16 as we get the second half underway. Kortzmeyer has it on the left wing now for the Lady Devil Dogs. Swings it right side. Morrilton operating right to left in the second half of action. Hilton left side, top of the key. She scored 7 in the first half to lead the Morrilton scoring. Here's right, left baseline, driving. Her shot, no, but there's a foul. I believe they're going to get Foreman with the foul. No, but it's Tabor instead. Natalie Tabor gets her first foul this half against Mountain Home. Z Wright will go to the free throw line. Score 2 points in the first half. That first free throw is no good. One more free throw for Wright. This one is no good. Walker, the rebound underneath. The Bombers with their first possession of the second half. Husky now 5 for out top for Mountain Home. Here's Husky right side. Lost the basketball. And a battle ensues. Jump ball called. Arrow points towards Mountain Home. The Bombers will keep the possession with 7:14 left third quarter. Mountain Home up by 16. Tabor to get it in. Finally lobs it in to Walker out top to get things set up now offensively. Pfeiffer on the left wing. Hilton has her defensively. Tabor pops out top of the key. Now it's Husky on the right elbow. Looking inside, Tabor low post, and Foreman comes to the high post as they switch positions. Husky takes the dribble around the top of the key. Now left side top of the key. Foreman trying to post up down low. Husky left side, 6:43 left here in the third quarter. Mountain Home up 32-16. Baseline left, it's Walker. Riley's hit a couple of three-pointers in the game. Husky back out top. Pfeiffer right side, open, the three is good. Hannah Pfeiffer with the three. She's going to sign with College of the Ozarks coming up next week. Boy, they are getting the dandy. That's her fifth three of the ball game, 35-16. Mountain Home leads it. Left side pass deflected, out of bounds off Husky, and it will stay with Morrilton with 6:04 left in this third quarter. Hilton works between the circles with the dribble. Out top, ball nearly thrown away. Kemp comes up with the top of the key now for the Lady Devil Dogs. Inside, the pass for Wright is deflected, picked back up. She'll kick it to Kortzmeyer, and she'll hit a three. Kortzmeyer with 5 points. 35-19, Mountain Home. Pfeiffer into the front court. 15 points on the night for the senior. Here's Husky in the corner. Her three will not go. Rebound stuck back in by Foreman. Foreman, 8 points, five rebounds on the night. 37-19, Mountain Home leading Morrilton. Hilton, out top, left wing. This is Kemp with it. Swings it right side for Hilton. The ball is off her hands, out of bounds, turnover. Five of those on the night for Morrilton. Emma Martin into the lineup for Mountain Home. Husky will come out. Williams checks in now for Morrilton, and Kemp comes out. 4:54 left, third quarter action. Lady Bombers up by 18. Pfeiffer comes to get the basketball, has it between the circles, swings it to Walker on the left side. Now Pfeiffer between the circles. Pfeiffer, three, does everything but go down. That thing hit all four sides of the rim. Rebound comes down to Kordsmeyer, her first of the evening. At the other end, Hilton looks inside for Wright. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled. Foul is going to be charged to Emma Martin. That's her second foul this half against Mountain Home. Z Wright at the free throw line missed her first two, and they were not pretty. It's this one, though. Kordsmeyer out. Adams back into the lineup now for Morrilton. Second free throw by Wright is missed. Foreman the rebound for Mountain Home. 4:14 left of the third. Lady Bombers up by 17 with the basketball. Martin starts to drive baseline. She backs up. The three won't go. The rebound. Martin has it, but she's out of bounds. It's Morrilton basketball. Good hustle by Emma. .3:59 left here in the third quarter. Mountain Home up 37-20. Lady Bombers led 18-6 at the end of the first quarter, pushed the lead as high as 20 in that second quarter. Baseline drive by Templeton. And the ball is tied up by Emma Martin. Arrow pointing towards Morrilton. Morrilton keeps the possession, but a good job by Martin along the baseline. Ties it up against the jump ball call. They're looking for Templeton on the inbounds pass. Instead, it comes into Adams in the left corner. Right out top now for Morrilton.
Get down, AG. Get down.
Here's Templeton between the circles. Now Adams comes to get it with 3:22 left in the third. Templeton on the left side. Williams holds it out top now for the Lady Devil Dogs. Entry pass to Wright. The pass is off her hands, out of bounds. Turnover number six by Morrilton. .3:12 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home leads it 37-20. Left side, they'll look inside to Pfeiffer, driving underneath, got too far under, missed the shot. And it's Hilton with the rebound underneath here for the Lady Devil Dogs. Stolen away by Riley Walker. Riley will try to take it all the way. Her shot blocked, she's fouled by Wright, and Walker will head to the free throw line. Wright's second foul, first foul this half against Morrilton. At the free throw line is Riley Walker. 6 points on the night for Riley. Hit a couple of threes in the first half. First free throw is good. One more free throw here for Walker. And it's good. She hits them both. 39-20. Mighty Bombers by 19. Now some full court pressure by Mountain Home. Williams with it. Hilton goes to get it. Long pass across the timeline to Adams. Now Mountain Home falls back in their half-court defense. Adams left side. A three ball on the way is no good. And good positioning by Riley Walker to get the rebound as Wright goes over her back. I've talked about that just about every ball game. Riley Walker is 5'4". She gets so many rebounds because of positioning. Does a great job of blocking out, and she did right there. And Wright picks up the foul. The third on Wright. Second team foul against Morrilton. Mighty Bombers by 19 with the basketball. 2:18 left in this third quarter. Holding the dribble out top is Pfeiffer. Adams on her defensively. Pfeiffer crossover dribble, gets by her, gets to the top of the key, spots for the three and knocks it down. She was on the right wing, the crossover dribble, beats the defender, gets to the top of the key, pulls up and knocks the three down. 6 3-pointers for Pfeiffer on the night. Adams at the other end will miss, and Foreman the rebound for Mountain Home. That's her 7th rebound to go with 8 points. Mighty Bombers by 22 with the basketball. And a foul on the near side as Williams goes for the steal. They can miss the foul. Caitlin Williams picks up her 2nd team foul, number 3, against Morrilton. Husky back in for Mountain Home. Tabor comes out. Kordsmeyer and Kemp check back in now for Morrilton. .140 left in the third. Mountain Home a 22-point lead. Baseline drive by Husky. She's tripped and fouled. The foul against Morrilton is on a young lady just checked in. That's Jaden Jackson. That's her 1st, the team's 4th. Penn is back in the game for Mountain Home. Foreman comes out. Husky inbounds to Pfeiffer deep in the left corner. Lady Bombers a 22-point lead. Entry pass to Penn. Not a good one. It's intercepted. That is the first turnover by Mountain Home in the ballgame. Now bucket along the baseline by Kemp. Whistle in the backcourt and a travel. Mountain Home. Lady Bombers, let me see if I can do some math real quick. They've got 2 turnovers here in 11 seconds, but they had not had a turnover yet in the game before that one. So we were 16 and 22, over 22 minutes without a turnover. And then they have 2 in 11 seconds. It's the way it goes, isn't it? 1:10 left now in this third quarter. And Hilton trying to pass it to Jackson along the baseline. Fired a bullet pass, and she was about 3 feet away. He goes off Jackson out of bounds. Mountain Home working against this press. Husky fouled in the backcourt. Fouls on Shania Kemp. That's her 1st. Team's 5th. Here's Martin into the front court now for Mountain Home. 51 seconds left, 3rd quarter. Pfeiffer, they post her up. Her shot underneath won't go, and the rebound by Kemp underneath for Morrilton. Up ahead, Jackson into the paint, missing the shot. Gets her own rebound. Her 8-foot follow no good, and Penn clears it out for Mountain Home. Into the front court, Husky finds Pfeiffer in the corner. 24 seconds left. Lady Bombers back it up. They're going to play for the final shot. Here's Penn at the high post now for Mountain Home. Cross-court pass, Husky, right side. Driving to the baseline, 8 on the clock. She's cut off. Driving again, all the way to the hole. The shot blocked underneath. It's picked up by Kemp. Kemp's long pass up ahead. And the quarter will come to an end. And the Lady Bombers have a 20-point lead going into the final period. 42-22, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.